Pagano.
And Joe Martin at the other microphone.
It's fine to be together here and to play this fine music and talk about a few things.
Oh, it's a ball.
Have you heard the wife telling her neighbor? She said they were watching... Actually, the wife was talking to her neighbors. They watch a husband put up screens.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife said, "You know something? For years, he had me believing his union would let him repair things around the house."
Smart man. Huh?
Very smart man. This is a true story now.
Oh, good.
True. There's a trend, of course. There's been a trend for, golly, many years to hillbilly music. One friend of mine, Red Fingoose.
Who?
Red Fingoose.
Red Fingoose?
Fingoose.
All the Fingooses. Yeah, sure,
yeah.
I know that.
Red Fingoose became an overnight sensation in Nashville. His sad hillbilly ballads were sweeping Tennessee. Money came pouring in for his recordings. He finally was able to realize a lifelong ambition. He bought a home and painted it red. His bedroom was red, and red rugs, just the shade of his hair. His bed was the same shade of red, and the curtains, furniture, everything in red. Everything. Then one day, poor Red fell ill. He called the doctor to come right over because he was burning up with a fever. And when the doctor entered, poor Red cried out, "Doc, here, I'm over here, burning up with a fever. My face is as red as a beet." And then his voice failed him. The doctors rushed around that bedroom and searched, but they never could find Red.
She was a wild and lovely rose. Oh, how I love her, heaven knows. But though my heart was true, it would never do.
Joe Martin and Al Lamb. They say a beauty contest is like a tennis match. Only instead of going your head moving from left to right, the heads of the audience go up and down. I don't know about that.
I like that better.
I like the old Chinese proverb, "There are many roads to the top of the mountain, but the view is always the same." Thank you. Martin and Al Lamb. We're mighty happy you join us for our little visits.
Hot dog, yes.
Al Lamb there at the piano. All kinds of tunes. Al can play ragtime. A little bit of ragtime, huh? Sure you are. Just a minute. A sign in a cafe says dishwasher wanted. Name your soap and salary. One more little thought here. I hate to interrupt you like that, but this is a good thought. A good thought. Keep in mind the young man who once found a dollar bill on the street. From that time on, he never lifted his eyes from the ground when out walking. And in the course of 40 years, he accumulated 29,516 buttons, 54,172 hairpins, 7 pennies, and a bent back, along with a miserable disposition. One more. Then there is the little girl who is described as, by her father, as the picture of her father and the soundtrack of her mother. I suppose all of us, including Al Lamb over there and myself here, Joe Martin, think about this quite often. I'd like to be a kid again. Let me kneel by the side of my mother as my evening prayers I recite. Dear Lord, make me a kid again, just for tonight. Let me walk through the fields with my father in that hour between shadow and light. Dear Lord, make me a child again, just for tonight. There's a little church with a steeple where they taught me the right from the wrong. Let me sit with those God-fearing people and join in the prayer and the song. Help me climb from this valley of teardrops to that faraway mountain so bright. Dear Lord, make me a child again, just for tonight.
Treasure was she. and our greatest treasure was she.
Al Lamb at the piano and Joe Martin. You heard about the... We were talking about movies the other day. You heard about the Western, the hero. I have a great idea about a Western hero. Man who can rope a steer, set fire to 1,200 Indians, hold 30 outlaws at bay, save a kid on a runaway horse, make love to the heroine, save a pal from lynching, and with his other hand, he plays a crazy guitar. It'd be great, huh? I would have written a little script for it, but I won't go into that. But you know, the thing I like is the similarity with all Westerns. For example, in the first scene, the heroine's father has been ambushed by the villain's men. He's laying there on the ground. He says, I'm bushed. Ambushed, that is. Yeah. Jeff Chandler rides in to see her singing, I'll be down to get you in a stagecoach, honey. He's going to tell her about it. He rides in real fast across the range. Here he comes right up to... Hops off the horse, ties the horse to the rail. He runs up, Mary Lou, Mary Lou. Your dad has just been shot, stabbed, strangled, clubbed, trampled by horses, and run over by a stagecoach. And Mary Lou looks up and she lets this sink in for a while. She says, you're hiding something from me. Dad's been hurt. Piano and Joe Martin here, and we like to talk about kids a lot. And kids sometimes get into mischief when you least expect it. For example, this is a true story. Actually happened. A notorious bank thief was reported driving through Tennessee. Every lawman in the state was alerted to be on the lookout for him. One sheriff decided to stop every car on the highway and cross-examine every occupant. When she was stopped, a stately woman in a sleek limousine demanded angrily, Sheriff, by what authority do you presume to stop my car? And he said, by this authority. And he pulled out his badge out of his pocket. And taking a look at the badge, he blushed and waved the woman on. You see, his 8-year-old son had switched badges with him. The badge he was showing was a tin affair marked Spaceship Patrol. Joe Martin and Al Lamb, and a rather unusual story. Story of a man who's very, very famous. A great man. His mother passed away when he was 15, and all his life he carried her portrait with him wherever he went. She'd been the mother of 21 children. 18 died while babies. Only three of them lived. She was a peasant woman who had known little else but hardship and sorrow, and yet somehow she sensed that this one son was a genius. And no sacrifice was too great for her to make for him. He used to say, "My mother went without shoes in order that I might sing." And he would cry as he said it. When that man died, he was several times a millionaire. His phonograph records alone earned him over $2 million. Yet he'd been so seared by the poverty of his childhood that up to the end of his life, he wrote down every expenditure in a little book. And to the day of his death, he feared falling back into poverty. He never crossed the ocean without first consulting an astrologer. He never walked under ladders or wore a new suit on Friday or started a journey on Tuesday or Friday. And perhaps the greatest and happiest moment of this man's life was when he first held his daughter, Gloria, in his arms. He said over and over again that he was only waiting for that moment when she would be big enough to run down the hallway and open the door of his study. And one day as he stood by his piano, that very thing happened. She ran down the hallway, hobbling down the hallway, the small little girl, opened the door of his study, and he caught the little girl up in his arms, and with tears in his eyes, he told his wife. He said, "You remember, I've been waiting my whole life for this moment to come." 3 days later, he died. But the whole world has never forgotten the tender heart, the wonderful soul, and the great voice of Enrico Caruso.
Thank you.
Al Lamb at the piano and Joe Martin back with you. A unit of the American 8th Air Force had flown from England to drop propaganda leaflets over eastern Berlin during World War II, and all the planes came back except one. And when the pilot hadn't returned in 4 days, he was written off as a casualty. And on the fifth day,
in he flew.
A jeep went out to pick him up and whisk him to the commander's office. And he was told, "Gee, I'm mighty glad to see you, Lieutenant. Where have you been? The rest of the boys went over 5 days ago and dropped their leaflets in return." The lieutenant looked at him. He says, "Dropped them? I've been sticking them under the doors."
Welcome home!
Welcome home!
I'm so glad to be home again. I promise never to roam again. It's oh so good to be home again. I could cry. I'm so happy. I'm back where I had to be. Awfully glad to be home. My heart suddenly mends again among my neighbors and friends again. As I start tying loose ends again, I could cry. I'm so happy. There's no need of asking me. Certainly you can see just why I'm glad to be home. Why I'm so glad to be home.
Glad to be home again. Hope you'll stay with us a while.
I'm so glad to be home again. I promise never to roam again. It's oh so good to be home again. I can cry. I'm so happy.
So happy.
Back where I had to be. Awfully glad to be home.
Sweet home.
My heart suddenly bends again among my neighbors and friends again. As I start tying loose ends again, I can cry. I'm so happy. There's no need for asking me. Certainly you can see just why I'm glad to be home. Never to roam again. Promise never to leave a land I love. Glad to be
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.